It's nice to see you again. It's so nice to give you these audios. Me gently speaking to you, and you listening to me. My voice pouring into your ears, pouring into your head, pouring into your mind, and making it feel good. So good. My voice pouring into your ears, and you lying in your bed in the darkness of the night, listening to me. This is obliging. I'm obliged to tell you the nicest things I can think of. And what I tell you, little one, it's intimate. It can be sexy. Quite sexy, isn't it? It even can make you feel kinky at times. You know it. You enjoy it. And it enriches you, making you imagine all these stories in your head, giving you kinks, giving you pleasure, but also it can be just about making you feel good, just giving you solace, resistance, strength. We all know how bad the world can be with us. Being human is about that. Beauty and horror. Pleasure and pain. Pain and relief. Pain and healing. Healing. Healing feels so good. Someone taking care of you because you are worth it. You are worth the time. Yes, you are worth the time, little one. You are worth the time. This is what my story will talk about today. Yes, a story. A nice story. A nice story about healing. This is a beautiful story, but I need to warn you. Healing means pain. You will be healed, but there is something you will heal from. You need to know that. This story is a bumpy ride, a big dip, and then a bigger rise. Be ready, little one. I'm about to bring you to the roller coaster, and you'll love it. So, are you ready? Do you feel ready? Good. Let yourself go. Let yourself calm down. Let your mind shed all the hassles of the day. Let your body shed all the tension of the day. All your body limp and relaxed, and your mind too. Are you ready? your mind ready to follow me.
Good.
To follow me through my story. To follow me through that night. Just imagine, little one. Just imagine. You driving through the night. Through the night. Along that long, lonely road. That straight road through that flat expanse. That deep, remote countryside you are driving through. That flat landscape hidden in the night. That flat road, the trees, and you. You, driving along the road, between the road line and the trees. A tree, another tree, and another tree. Another tree appearing in the lights. Another tree passing by. Another tree disappearing behind you. Another tree followed by yet another tree. And again, and again, and again. As you drive along that road, another tree. The road line on your left, and another tree. Sometimes continuously blowing along the car, yet another tree. Sometimes dashed, each dash passing by the trees. And it seems more and more that you're not driving the car anymore. The car is driving you between the road line and the trees.
And another tree.
The road line and the trees. Another. Another. Another.
A white flash of light. Nothing to see but white light.
And then...
the tree!
Hearts blast, muscles tearing, branches, bones breaking, bits flying, your body thrown.
Ragdoll. And silence.
What?
Darkness. It's an... this was a car accident. Something is coming.
Something you forgot.
Something excruciating. Pain.
Yes, of course. How could you forget? It is normal.
This is so horrible.
All the broken...
pain, of course. Pain. There's pain everywhere. Your ankles, your legs, crushed.
Crushed.
Crushed. Pain. Shards. Your head resonating like a bell. Ringing
crushed.
With pain. Crushed. Your elbow sprained.
Pain.
Broken. Crushed. Broken. And the worst, your back. The pain in your back. Shards. Your spine, broken in pieces. Shards of bone tearing your flesh. Blood. And glass shards all around you. On you. Wounding you each time you try to move. And blood. Fuck. Blood everywhere. Sticky blood rending your hands. The tree. Fuck. The trunk of the tree. Just in front of you. Stupidly. Surreally close. Just inches away from the broken windshield.
There was a white light. Or? There was a white light.
All in silence. That eerie, weird silence. The car totaled. The motor dead.
What was this light?
And you lying in your own blood, all alone in that dark void. All alone, losing your blood. All alone, tortured by the pain. The pain of your crushed, broken body. In a second, your body, your life, everything, broken into pieces.
It was not natural.
Your body, about to stop working.
Not a lightning strike.
And your mind, your soul, trapped in it,
and about to vanish. All alone. When did you pass another car? When did another car cross yours?
There's a blue light now.
Hours ago? No one will notice you in here. In several hours, perhaps, people will start to wonder, to worry. But then it will be too late.
Flickering blue and red lights.
Well, life was nice. But right now, it sucks. It sucks so badly. And it is about to end all the pain.
Someone will take care of you.
The bone shards in your back. You were broken. Everything.
But there are lights once again. Blue and red lights behind you, illuminating the tree. And steps. Someone is coming.
Someone is coming for you.
And then a face through the broken door window. A beautiful face, like an angel, looking at you. A hand in a blue glove, reaching for your face.
Someone is coming for you.
Her fingers, her palm, pressing themselves on your forehead. The warmth of her hand. In your eyes, looking again at her face. And her eyes. Oh my God. Her eyes. God. Blue orbs of beauty, gazing straight into you. God. Flickering gemstones of intelligence. And you, diving into them. And them, diving into your mind. Into your soul. And pouring love into it.
Like an angel.
Crystal orbs. A deep velvet blue carpet floating into them. And in the center of it all, a well of darkness. And a mine at the bottom of it. All tensed, concentrated. Acutely concentrated on you. On doing the right thing for you.
It's okay, sir. It's okay. I will take care of you.
Her other blue-gloved hand enters the cabin. Aimed at your face, too. But holding something. A mask. One of those medical masks. But nicer in a way. Transparent plastic, but around it, the seal is made of some dark material. Black and shiny streamlined silicone aimed towards you. Pressing itself around your mouth and nose. Soft. So comfortable, as if molded exactly to fit your face, but completely airtight, forcing you to breathe whatever she wants you to. Knock out gas, probably. That would be logical. The seal on your face and the mask about to knock you out. Her beautiful eyes and her mind behind them. And you will pass out. How could you resist her?
It's okay, sir. You'll stay awake. I want you to experience what will happen. Strange wording. Just breathe. Whatever, you need to obey these eyes. You breathe in, and the fresh, pure gas invades your lungs. Pure oxygen, making your mind clear. More acutely than ever. And something with it. Something taking care of you. Something taking care of your pain. You feel it receding, retreating from your body. You still feel your wounds, what was broken. But there is no pain in it. Her eyes checking you out. Her half smile, reassuring, gentle. Her eyes, a deep sea of calmness. What? Who is she? What exactly is happening? Her hands open your shirt, removing the seatbelt. You look at them, removing the glass shards from your body. Her blue surgical gloves, perfectly adjusted, but not the solid blue color they usually have. Specks, like freckles on them. Some teal, other lavender, in this blue background. This rich, deep blue color. And the fine texture of these gloves. You've never seen such gloves before. How perfectly they envelop her fingertips. Her beautifully trimmed... But, no! Her nails? Her hands remove the shards of glass covering you. Who is she? Her beautiful, deep blue hands saving you. What? What exactly is happening? Her blue arms in front of you. Her blue face. How could you? Her blue face smiling at you. A complete smile, but grave and foreboding. Yes, human. But it's okay. I'll take care of you. Her hands reach your face again, holding it in front of her face. I need to erase this event. Her eyes inches away from yours. Let me act, human. I will put you out of this misery. I need to. You are worth this. She steps back and then removes the door of the car in a slow and smooth movement. Tears it apart from the car as if it were a piece of paper. Here, human, don't move. I'll lay you on this stretcher. Her hands reach to you again. These hands have just destroyed sheet steel, as if it were soft fabric. They enlace your body, your broken body. Softly, gently lift it. And then bring it down, down into the stretcher. Each movement fluid and gracious, even under the burden of your shredded self. You lying down, and her face above you. Her eyes still inundating you,
like a moonlight. Her beautiful, sensible, gentle blue face. Specks of lavender and teal here and there, giving it depth and texture. Her perfectly drawn lips. A perfectly beautiful being. Alien, but serene and understanding. Straps on the stretcher, animating themselves. No hair on her head, but grooves atop her forehead. Straps locking themselves around your body. Grooves separating her skull into crests, running to the back, out of your sight. Straps locking you down, at her mercy. One of her hands always pressing somewhere against your skin. Reassuring. It's okay, human. It's like the mask. I'm here to heal. Remember this. You saw her. You saw something like her. Your stretcher rising softly. Did you see her in a movie? And softly gliding along the road. Couldn't be real life. As if in levitation. Was she in a comic? Or, of course, she is in a sari. She is in a sari, is in a sari, is in a sari, of course. Of course. Okay, things are getting out of hand. You were driving. You were merely driving in the night. You had an accident. And now, of course, an Asari is taking care of you. An Asari from that game is actually abducting you. Strapped down on a levitating stretcher. Of course. Okay, you will wake up. You need to wake up. You have to wake up. You will wake up. But before you do, her face is still here. Calm down, human. Calm down. And her eyes are still... This is reality. Still... Everything will be okay. So, you are awake. Blue Lakes of Sapience, you are awake. And I'm not from the video game. How is it possible for such things to even be imagined? I'm for real. I am for real human. Plunging into them, and I will take care of you. I am for real, and I am not abducting you. Entering a place of light. Her face above you. You, mesmerized by her eyes. The mask on your face. The oxygen in your lungs, and whatever stopping the pain. Whatever thing she makes you breathe, allowing you to feel what happened in your body, but without the pain. You can call him whatever you want. It's okay. I'll be sorry if you want. Soft white light all around you. Her hands on your chest. Soft and warm. Look into my eyes, human. Her eyes. Deep blue velvet floating in a gemstone. And you falling into its embrace. Her hands on your chest. Deep dark pupils. Wells of ink, and a mind, an alien mind, deep inside it. Her hands on your chest, a thing warming out of them. Your mind contained, cuddled, and strapped down, like your body in the stretcher, like your mouth in the mask. But there's a strange thing happening. You need to look. Worms entering you. You look down. Blue worms actually pouring out of her hands and entering you. You look up. And her eyes pouring love into you. It's okay, human. Don't look. You can't comprehend what is happening if you look. Feel it. Feel it healing you. I want you to feel this. Her eyes pouring love into you. This is why I didn't make you sleep. Her eyes, worms entering you. Straps on your wrists, soft and warm, holding you like hands. The mask on your face, kissing you. Worms entering you, giving you the kiss of life. One of them entering a wound, and the wound disappears. The mask on your face, you feel it, kissing you. Closing down forever, giving you the kiss of life. Those worms, her hand on your chest. What are they? You feel them. Deep in your body. Your broken bones, you feel them on the bone. Your broken shoulder. Making it, pulling, pushing, digesting the shards. And the bone growing back. Making it. And the cause of the pain disappears. Your eyes diving into hers. Her smile. The mask. Giving you the kiss of life. What are they? Your eyes drowning into hers. The straps. Worms in your legs. The light. Bone growing. Shards dissolving. Muscles healing. What exactly is happening? Healing. 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 Her face radiating with a smile. Worms in your back. Pulling, pushing. Worms in your spine. Digesting the shards. The shards. God, these horrible bone shards. Tearing your flesh. Contained, isolated from it, digested, vanished, gone. Straps on your wrists. Gosh, you feel it. Warm. That piece of yourself,
holding you like hands,
the vertebra,
making it
crushed. Crushed, but growing. Growing. The mask on your face, growing back. Kissing you, back around the cord, kissing you, and something else,
giving you the kiss of life,
something you forgot about, your legs, your feet, muscles moving, your spine, your cord, grown back. It was cut. It was dead. You were. But how is it possible? It can't. It just can't. Your ankles straining against the straps. Your feet moving. Moving again.
How?
And her eyes.
How is it possible?
The mask.
How?
And you.
How is it possible? How?
Her smile is gone now. I know it is not easy, human. I wanted you to feel that. Harm being erased. Harm disappearing. She looks elsewhere now, for the first time. We do not harm humans. This is rule number one. Her hands seem nervous and tired. We do not interact. We do not harm. Well, we did. The white light blinding you? We did. We need to erase it. You went through this horror. I wanted you to feel it being undone. The tree breaking your life. I don't know what you will remember. The car totaled by the tree. Your car is okay now. Keep it. It will last long, very long. Like you. Poor tree, you killed it. You are a good human. We had to erase everything. The tree is fine. You look at her eyes again. So deep and beautiful. And the smile back in her face. Yes, you are a good human, sir. I need you to sleep now. You'll be back in your car. Remember this. You have all my respect, sir. Something subtle changes in what you breathe. You don't feel knocked out, but it melts your thoughts, like it did with the pain. Meanwhile, you look at her, detailing her alien gracefulness. Her face, her eyes, the grooves above them, the crests on her head, her blue hands, her eyes,
her face,
the freckles of teal,
her, eyes,
her slender fingers,
them,
the mask,
on her head,
the freckles of lavender,
hands,
your breathing,
her eyes,
your sleepiness,
teal,
your drowsiness,
her,
hands, the dark seal around the mask,
eyes,
her eyes, the soft white light, her smile,
her
worms going out of you, the seal on your face, the pleasure of imagination, her hands, the mask, her face, an ink dark well with a soul in it, white light, your car.
Worms,
listening to audios in the night,
the
trees in the night,
the
need to sleep in the night, you pulling your car out, the pleasure of a breathing mask, a motor turned off, the face of the Asari people, the shade of a tree, playing video games in the night, keeping a good car, having a mask on your face.
You
having a nap in
your
car,
the pleasure,
blue surgical gloves,
motor,
ladies telling you stories in your ears, hands around your wrists,
shade,
dozing in the silent
playing
night,
games,
the moon in the windshield,
car,
the eyes of the Asari people, the sleep,
nap,
the deep sleep,
and the pleasure, the comfort, the joy of healing.